Welcome to Word and Life. I'm Martha Siegel, and I'm one of the members of our little coordinating group. And so I'm welcoming you this morning. I don't have any particular announcements, except to remind you that we do have our book loan table over here. It's not really a loan table, it's an exchange table. So you're invited to bring any books that you have enjoyed, but maybe you're finished with, you need a little room on your bookshelves. So bring them here, maybe for someone else, and then help yourself to a book and take it with you. They're there for us to use and to enjoy. Let's just take a moment. We live in a world of so much turmoil, so much pain, so many hurting people. So let's just take a moment now of silence and hold both our individual concerns and the care of our world. Just hold those in our hearts and hold them in God's presence, just to take a few deep breaths. Amen. Now it's my great pleasure to introduce our speaker this morning, the Reverend Canon Gary Hall. He's the interim rector at Trinity Church, and he comes to us. He's retired. He retired in 2016. Yeah, not that long ago. I'm still back in the last century. And he retired from his position as dean of the Washington Cathedral in Washington, D.C. And when he went there, he was described in the Washington Post as a tall, skinny, former comedy writer and a fierce progressive. He actually used to write jokes for Steve Allen. And he's always been a fierce advocate for social justice. It's a great combination, isn't it? And he also, there was an article in the LA Times about him. So I'm going to read the headline of that article was, LA-born Episcopal leader brings his liberal views to Washington. And this is just, I'm going to read to you a bit from this article. A bearded young comedy writer exposing progressive views in Hollywood in the early 1970s might not have surprised anyone. But when the same man, who is now the very Reverend Gary Hall, started advocating the same views from Washington National Cathedral's pulpit, people noticed. Shortly after Hall became the Episcopal Cathedral's 10th dean in October, the church's leaders announced the cathedral would start performing same-sex marriages. The ensuing wave of news stories surprised Hall, who said he'd been blessing same-sex relationships since 1990 when he was a priest at Pasadena's All Saints Episcopal Church. To Hall, politics is a sometimes necessary tool to fulfill the Bible's moral decrees. To quote him, "We get accused of bringing politics into church," he said. "And what I would say is there are times when the church needs to act, needs to mobilize, to use the political system to argue for what it believes are its issues." Now, he grew up in California and a real child of Hollywood. His father was an actor who starred in the Bowery Boys. His mother was a costume designer for the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And he, went to John Burroughs High School in Burbank, and he was class president there. He received his bachelor's degree at the University of California, Berkeley, his Master of Divinity at the Episcopal Divinity School in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and a master's and Ph.D. in English at UCLA. He was ordained to the priesthood in Los Angeles and served as vicar of St. Aidan's Church in Malibu. and a senior associate at All Saints Church, Pasadena. In the 1990s, he served the Diocese of Los Angeles as the clergy sexual misconduct officer. He has been a seminary dean, I think at Seabury in Chicago, and has taught both theology and English literature at seminary, college, and secondary levels. He and his wife, Kathy, have one son, Oliver, a musician and writer living in Los Angeles. And Kathy and Gary currently reside in North Hollywood, and we're very happy to have him with us in Santa Barbara and happy to have him with us this morning. So let's greet him with our blessing.
Thank you.